is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
London on edge. St. Louis on edge. I'm Christopher Cruz. Police in Britain have arrested an 18-year-old man in Dover after an explosion in a subway Friday morning in southwest London injured more than two dozen people. Correspondent Nina Dos Santos is in the British capital this morning.
The port of Dover is a significant exit point from the British Isles, across the channel over to France and then to the rest of the European mainland. At this point, all we know is that this arrest is being deemed significant and that this person has been arrested under the Terrorism Act.
The bomb only partially detonated. Police have increased the terrorism threat to critical, which means they believe another attack may be imminent. 10 police officers were injured during protests in St. Louis Friday after a judge acquitted a white former police officer in the shooting death of a black man. The officer had been charged with first-degree murder. Police arrested 23 protesters. Correspondent Dan Simon says hundreds of them marched on the mayor's home, splashing red paint on it and breaking a front window.
It quickly spiraled out of control right after those rocks went through the mayor's house. That's when police decided that they had to act. For most of the evening, they kept a hands-off approach, but once the vandalism started, police had to come in and try to get this crowd under control.
One officer suffered a broken jaw, another a dislocated shoulder. A girl from Wisconsin who admitted to helping her friend stab a classmate nearly to death has been found not guilty because of mental illness. A jury decided 15-year-old Anissa Weyer didn't understand what she was doing when the crime was committed in 2014. Waukesha County Circuit Judge Michael Boren.
We, the jury, find as follows. Question one. At the time the crime was committed, did the defendant have a mental disease or defect? Answer is yes by 10 to no.
The Miami Zoo is still closed, but most of the animals there are doing fine. Some birds were lost during Hurricane Irma, but the remaining 3,000 animals are all okay. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Researchers at a university in Scotland have found some problems with the security of information gathered by those fitness trackers.
The University of Edinburgh says it found gaps in security that could expose the most intimate information, from calories burned to heart rate, information that could be exploited by parties like online retailers or marketing agencies. The researchers say fake health records could even be created, which could affect how much is paid for health insurance. And they say they proved it by intercepting data from several types of units themselves. A fix is possible, the scientists say, and they're offering gadget makers some solutions at a world symposium in Atlanta next week. I'm Jan Johnson.
The well-known character actor Harry Dean Stanton has died. Since his career began in the mid-50s, he'd acted in more than 200 movies and television shows, including The Godfather 2, Alien, and Cool Hand Luke. He died of natural causes Friday in L.A. He was 91. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your plan when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
We've got a beautiful weekend in store in East Tennessee. On this Saturday, look for partly cloudy skies, a high near 87. Tonight, dropping back to 62 with partly cloudy skies. For your Sunday, sunshine once again, a high near 87. Back to 62 overnight Sunday into Monday. And for Monday, look for lots of sunshine, a high near 87. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Dawn Steimer. Thanks for joining us this morning. I hope you are planning on a great day of football, family, and fun. We're just glad to be here and we're going to help you get through that day. Maybe get a few things done today that you hadn't anticipated. Sit back, enjoy your favorite cup of mocha java. Maybe it's PG Tips tea with a little agave nectar and a little coconut milk. Whatever it is, sit back and enjoy yourself. We're glad to have you here. A great show for you today. A little unusual topic this morning. Imagine that on Around the House. Emily Omis is here. Emily is an organizer. And I have to tell you, this woman is really organized. I was in her home and she really does have a very organized home. And it's not that it's not lived in at all. That's not, I think of organization as, oh, everything's in its place and don't move anything. That's not what I saw. I just saw a family that utilizes their space well. So I want to welcome you to the program. I'm glad to have you here.
Well, thank you so much for having me today.
You're welcome. I was impressed. I invited you because I was impressed with your home. And we were talking about other things, remodeling at the time. But I left there with a real good impression of how good you are at what you do.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So your name of your business is Emily No Mess Home Organization.
Yes.
Well, that's a mouthful. I told you. I don't know if I can say that this early, but I'm surely going to try.
Well, with the name Emily Omis, you have to rhyme it with something because it rhymes with mess. So I had to go with Emily No Mess.
Emily No Mess.
Right.
So Emily No Mess, I can say and remember, but
yes.
Your real full name is Emily No Mess Home Organization.
Right.
All right. So what, tell me what it takes to be a good organizer. How did you get started?
Well, you know, I've been organizing stuff around me all my life since I was little. I mean, my room wasn't clean, but I knew where everything was.
Really?
And I had everything and I loved reorganizing my room. I would move my bed around and I didn't have very many things to move, but I moved it in every possible combination in my room when I was little.
Even as a teenager?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I can remember my mom taking a friend up to my room or our room. My sister and I shared a room. And she'd open the door, if she could get it open, and she'd say, what am I going to do about this? And we were a foot deep in clothes, you know, just a typical teenage room, I
right.
think, for girls. But wow, isn't that funny how we're all so different?
And my kids are totally different too.
Are they?
Like they are more like that, which is really hard for me. And I'm a little OCD, so that kind of helps me be a good organizer. and it's a lot different from my kids again, because one of them is a little OCD, but it's still, we have very different organizing techniques and ideas of organizing. So it's a little bit of a tricky subject in our house too, because I want it to be organized and they want it to be organized, but it's in different ways.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to talk about how you communicate that to your children, because I think that's also really important in a home, because you're kind of speaking two different languages. If your style of organization is one way and theirs is another, But first, I want to talk about your training, because you were so into organizing that you actually went to school and touched on a similar study.
Well, I've always been into organizing. And so when you have to pick a college major, I knew I wanted to go to college. I went to K-State University, Kansas State. And I really wanted to do something, you know, with planning and organizing and that kind of thing. So I picked the subject of interior architecture, and the curriculum there focused on space planning, which I loved. But the sitting at the computer and the spending days putting ideas on paper without ever actually being able to see them come to fruition or experience or touch my designs, I didn't love that.
So you really like the practical point of what you were studying.
Exactly. And I love working with people one-on-one and actually getting to see what my ideas actually, you know, happen, and we get to touch them and we get to move things around. And I really love that part of my job.
All right. So you have a family of four, and I was in your home, and it is a nice home and very adequate, but I wouldn't say it was a huge home.
Right. Well,
so you get to practice this every day.
I do. My family of four lives in a 4-bedroom house with a screened-in porch, and altogether it's 2,100 square feet, which is plenty of space for a family of four.
Including the screen porch.
Including the screen porch, which isn't really space we can use for anything. It's a nice addition, but
we need to take care of that.
We can't really do a lot with it. We can just sit there. I mean, that's really the only thing we use it for. But we all have different interests and hobbies. And it's so much that I actually just turned our extra room into a family craft room for us all to have space to work on those things without taking over our little dining room so that we still have a place to eat. But we still don't have any extra space for storage, so I've had to get creative with our own stuff. And I've had to make lots of decisions about what we have space for and what we can live without. And whenever I'm thinking of buying something that's going to come into our house, I have to think to myself, you know, where is this going to go? If I don't have an answer, I have to think of what, you know, what will have to go away in order to make room or
seriously,
just do without
it. I didn't think people really did that.
Well, you have to. I mean, if we want a foosball table, there is nowhere to put the foosball table. So.
Well, talk about your craft room briefly, because I was really impressed with that. You had different kind of stations for different things. Talk about that.
Well, my husband got into model rockets a while back, and he didn't really have a good place to do that. So I want him to have a space to do that, but I don't want it in my dining room.
Okay, that's fair.
So we gave him a long table on the side where he can kind of stretch out these model rockets and glue things together and paint things. And we have a little storage cabinet on the wall where we can keep the kits and all the little supplies that you need.
These are tiny rockets.
Well, some of them are small. Some of them are a little bigger.
Okay.
And they're all little different styles. He likes, you know, Star Wars ones. And
so he doesn't launch these rockets.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he does.
Absolutely.
Oh, yay. But not in your backyard.
Not in our yard, because we have a lot of trees.
You do. I thought this is going to be interesting.
And, yeah, rockets tend to get stuck in trees.
Yeah,
so
they do.
We go out to big parking lots and stuff.
Okay, yeah. So he does launch them. Oh, that's fun.
Oh, yeah. That's
okay, now what do your children do?
Well, they're 8 and 10 years old, so they're in elementary school, and they have lots of projects. So again, with like science projects and things, they're always having these big poster boards and, you know, science boards that they're spreading out. So I put a table in the middle of the room that is big enough to lay out these projects. And it's also a great space for me to be able to wrap presents and that kind of stuff that, you know, I get to do all the time.
All right. Wow. That's awesome. And you got to know, this is in what, an 8x10 room, maybe?
It's probably like 12x14 or
so. Is it?
It's actually a decent size room.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
I don't remember it being that big, but I'm sure you know.
It's kind of a small bedroom.
But it's so well
done.
It's
got a little closet, and I keep, you know, wrapping paper and all my craft supplies in the closet.
All right. What do you think? What are you thinking right now for the people that are listening? Are you thinking about something that you have to organize that you would like to maybe do a better job of? That's why Emily's here. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We're going to come back with more of Around the House and take your calls about organizing with Emily
no mess home organization here on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a
waking up is hard to do. We've got you covered. Phil Williams, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
You need a plan for retirement. Blue Ridge Wealth Planners has you covered. Tune in to Plan for Everything every Saturday morning at 11. Listen as wealth planner John Vandergriff helps you get to and through retirement. Don't miss Plan for Everything with Blue Ridge Wealth Planners every Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk 98.7. Securities offered through GF Investment Services, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. An SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. The question I get asked most of the time is, how do I know I need a general contractor? Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. We have the systems in place to take your project through design, shopping with an interior designer, professional planning, management, and communication from the pre-construction meeting to the final cleanup. Master Remodelers, 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your plan when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, Emily Nomes is here with us this morning. She is a professional organizer. The name of her company is Emily Nomes Home Organization. No mess as in N-O-M-E-S-S. I like it. And your last name is Omes.
Yes. O-H-M-E-S.
I think I said Emily Nomes.
Right.
And it's Emily Omes. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I just love this. I love how you've mixed your name and your business together because I think it is really personal for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. And because you've done this since you were a child, this is kind of part of your DNA.
Yeah.
This is who you are. You like this.
I love it.
And we're going to talk about the results in our last segment about your passion for it and what has happened as a result of that. But right now, I'd like to ask about typical spaces that need organizing and what ones are you passionate about?
Well, I personally love kitchens because I feel like they are totally the center of the house. And once you have your kitchen organized, it kind of can easily flow from there. Mm-hmm. They're really the center in, as far as how everything functions. It's the first room that everybody comes to when they come home. It's the center where everybody gathers around. And so for that space to function easily and in an organized way is a lot. It makes a lot of sense as far as being the center and starting.
All right. So we're going to get into some specifics of kitchen organization, but we want to hear from you if you have questions, because I have a bunch I want to ask. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Talking about organizing your home. It doesn't have to be your kitchen. What other place are you trying to organize? And maybe you're having a little trouble with it. Emily can get you started and get you on the right track. All right. That number again is 656-8255. All right. So when I think of kitchens, I'm just going to relate this personally a little bit. I try to get people out of the same space, because mm-hmm. I'm a person that when my family's there, I want everybody in with me. Let's do this together. This is, and my girls are used to that. They always want to be right with me. But the problem is there's this one niche in the kitchen, because typically I'm by myself and I'm all in this space. So is there a way that you organize if there's a bunch of people in the family, or if there's just one person in the family? Do you do that differently?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it totally depends on what's going on and what your goals are. If you're only cooking dinner for yourself, that's a way different situation than I'm hosting dinners every weekend.
Can you describe how you decide something simple, like where's the silverware drawer go? What's the most useful place for the silverware drawer?
Well, close to where you're going to use it is the best place. You don't want to be running all over the kitchen to get different things. So typically our silverware goes from the drawer to the table to the dishwasher and back into the drawer. So you don't want it to be too far from either of those areas.
Right.
It's the only two areas that I really use it. So it's on the end of my bar that's close, the drawer closest to my dining room is where I keep
Okay,
my silverware.
So it's not right next to your prep space.
Well, it is, because
your kitchen isn't real large. Yeah, that's true. I've been there.
That too. Yeah, it's actually all really handy in one place.
Oh, really?
You can't really spread things out too much in my kitchen. But when you think about making coffee, if you have your coffee maker on the other side of your kitchen from your water source, that's not very efficient, because you're going to have to fill up your pot or your whatever, you know, your Keurig or whatever has the water in it. So it's good to have it not too far from your sink where you're going to fill it up with water. So,
and first thing in the morning, if you're like me, you're going to be more apt to need to clean things up when you're done if you have to carry it too far.
Exactly. Yeah, you're going to make
that coffee grinder and I are not friends in the morning. Oh. All right. So let's talk about organizing some of the big things that we have, like big serving dishes that maybe we don't use all the time, but we need them when we need them.
Well, the main thing is you don't want to take up valuable space that you need for other items. So if you're keeping them in a space where you can easily get to all of the time, but you're not using them all of the time, then you're kind of wasting that space.
Mm.
So
prioritize the space.
Prioritize a little bit. Yeah. A lot of people like to hide their little plastic containers, their little Tupperware, Rubbermaid, Ziploc containers far away, but you're using those all the time. I mean, I'm using them all the time to help pack my kids' lunches, store leftovers.
Right.
And they're constantly in and out of the dishwasher, so I keep them close to the dishwasher, close to the prep area.
I think that's a really good idea.
I don't keep those in the garage. I don't keep those in the buffet thing on the other side of the dining room. But what I do keep in my buffet is things like crock pots and my apple peeler and things like that I don't use all the time.
Yeah.
And I have a special container for special baking things, like cookie cutters. Those are in my laundry room.
Okay, sure. All right, now, you mentioned something very near and dear to my heart, which is the plastic cabinet.
Yeah.
I was in a cabinet yesterday with a client that I'm going to redo their kitchen for them. And she opened up her cabinet because she wanted me to see a water line running through there that is unusual. And what I said was, wow, this is impressive, because she had everything organized. And I said, my plastic cabinet, you open the door and pray that you don't get
it doesn't fall out.
Attacked. So is there a way to really organize all this stuff? Because we have disposable stuff and we have stuff that isn't disposable. And
yeah, the secret to that is to kind of find stuff that's all the same footprint size so that it stacks nice and neat. And if you have a bunch of plastic containers that won't stack no matter what you do with them, then they're never going to be organized.
Oh.
So it might be time to, pick and choose some that are good sizes that you might use all the time and go buy a stack of those.
Ah.
And so then everything
is so logical.
Everything is all organized. Everything stacks together very neatly. And it's a no-brainer when it comes to put things away. My 8-year-old can figure out how to put away the plasticware. It's not just piling up, round things on top of square things.
Right. Right, which is my nemesis for sure.
Right.
It's always square and round.
Squares are much better.
Oh my goodness. But see, and you know, you get these big containers. Like I have a container that holds a whole chicken. Because I'll roast a chicken and then put it away for the week. And then I can nibble on that during the week for lunches or dinners or whatever. And so I've got to have some big containers and some small ones.
Sure.
But I guess you could do that.
You can do that. Yeah. I mean, like my plastics container is pretty, or my plastics cabinet is pretty big. It's one of the lower cabinets that's got one of those awkward little shelves in the back. And so I can put a big container on the top of the shelf or a big container on the bottom of the shelf. And then I just have to pull out a stack of things if it's in the way. So I just pull out the stack of things. I can pull out the big container and put the stack of things back. I don't have to completely dig and take everything out.
I'm jealous of this cabinet. All right, let's talk about ways to minimize mess in a kitchen. Because you're really not a person that has to have a clean sink all the time.
No. If you walk into my kitchen, there's almost always going to be dirty dishes. I mean, if I may have just happened to do my dishes.
That's shocking to me.
If I just happened to do the dishes, there might not be any out. But even then, there's probably something that I forgot, I missed, or I just pulled out of the fridge. I'm like, oh, I don't need this anymore. So, but yeah, I do dishes once a day. I'm not going to sit there and do every single dish that comes across the sink as it comes across the sink. I've got better things to do with my time. I'm not going to waste 3 or 4 minutes washing one cup when I'm loading the dishwasher later. So after dinner, or sometimes we have other stuff to do after dinner. Mm-hmm. It can wait. I put away food and I do that kind of stuff and I might rinse plates off.
Right.
But then they just sit in the stack until the first thing in the morning. And some people can't go to bed with dirty dishes next to the sink. That is not me.
I'll start my day
with a stack of dishes.
I like to start my day without a stack of dishes. And I'm willing to take 10 minutes extra at the end of my day to make sure. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Right.
But I like the big mess to be gone.
Yeah. And sometimes I am like that. And if I have company over, I'll usually do that too.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them to have to see the mess when they get up in the morning.
Well, yeah.
But it kind of gets my day off to an organized start. I'm like, okay, the first thing I need to do is do the dishes. And then I'll start on my other list of stuff to do. So it kind of gets me going.
And you don't have a lot of stuff on your counter either. How do you do that?
Everything has a place.
Oh, geez.
A place for everything.
A place for everything.
A place for everything and everything in its place.
Phew. But you don't, oh my goodness. That's shocking to me that my countertops have things on them. And what do you do with the next gadget that you have to have? Do you make sure that something else is given up for that space?
Pretty much. I mean, with the limited amount of space, it might be something that I really want, but if I don't have a place for it, I have to make a decision then. Am I going to go ahead and get it and have to get rid of something else, or would I rather keep the stuff I already have and not have the new gadget?
So do you have anything in your home, in your kitchen that you don't use?
Well, my husband and I don't really drink coffee, but we bought a Keurig. Of course.
Well, because it's easy for guests.
Because it's easy for guests. Yeah. Because when we have guests over, you know, a few times a year and they want coffee, I don't want to make a whole thing of coffee and have to have the coffee pot. I mean, I have to have something to make the coffee anyway, or I have to drive to Starbucks every morning when I have guests. I mean, I could do that.
Yeah,
let's all
get in the car.
Or I could borrow a coffee maker from a friend. That's possible too. So if you don't drink coffee and you need to make it once a year for, you know, your guests at Thanksgiving, borrow one from somebody else.
I like that.
There are tons of people who have coffee makers that they're not going to use every day.
And you're also a meal planner.
I do meal plan.
This is interesting.
Every week I meal plan.
Really? Every week?
Every week I meal plan. And actually over the summer I cleaned out our deep freeze because it fills up with stuff throughout the year. You know, I make...
We don't even know what's in there.
Turkey or whatever. And it's just in there. So over the summer, I use that as my basis for meal planning. Oh. So I would pull out as much as from the deep freeze and get it thawing. And then I just made my grocery list for the odds and ends that I needed to fill in all of the meals. So I was able to keep our grocery bill under $50 every week.
For a family
of four. just by using all the stuff that I already had.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Wow. And yeah. And that's a great way to use all that stuff that you don't think about. Now, do you mark everything? Because sometimes I'll throw something in there and I'll say, I'll know that's chili.
Right. Yeah.
And it looks like spaghetti sauce in a month. I mean, it just does.
Yeah. Yeah. I've tried a few things. I mean, usually if I have like cooked chicken in a bag, I can tell what that is.
Right.
But I label containers pretty well, and I don't necessarily label the date. Sometimes I do, but I generally know kind of the time of year when I made that. So I don't label every single thing, but it does help.
Yes. Agreed. Agreed. But yeah, that makes sense. Especially those liquid things that when they freeze, they look different.
Yeah.
They just do. All right. 656-8255. 656-8255. Or 1-800-951-8255. Coming up, we're going to answer the question, what might be taking over your life? You'll be surprised when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
My heart is telling me it's time to let you go.
Summer is winding down, but the deals are heating up. Hi, this is Jim Sharp with Hearth and Patio. As the humidity drops during the day and the chill of fall begins to creep in at night, some of the best outdoor days of the year are just ahead. That's why you don't need to miss our annual Labor Day sale now through September. You'll find amazing price reductions on grills, patio furniture, logs, fireplaces, and more. Save up to 60% on select groups. Hearth and Patio prides itself in having the finest products in the industry, including top-of-the-line patio furniture, priced to sell, and ready for delivery. Hearth and Patio can also get you ready for fall with gas logs, wood stoves, and fireplaces. And the best news is, it's all on sale. Hearth and Patio's friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you, whether you're looking for patio furniture, fireplace, or gas grill, or the big green egg. It's going on sale now through September. Hearth and Patio, serving Knoxville for over 30 years, located in West Knoxville, next to Home Depot.
Dad, do you have time to play catch?
Imagine 3 hours of free time. Time to spend however you want with whoever you want.
Mom, would you teach me to braid my hair?
What if you could have hours of precious time added back to your schedule? The amazing new Tackle app was built to do just that. Tackle, that's T-A-K-L, is the app that connects you to background check providers who can take care of all the chores on your to-do list. From housekeeping to lawn care to junk removal to hundreds of other small jobs and chores. Download the free Tackle app right now. Find a background check handyman, someone to clean your home, mow your lawn, clean your garage, or haul away junk.
I love spending time with you, Dad.
You're the best mom ever.
Go to your favorite app store and download the Tackle app for free. That's T-A-K-L. Let's tackle today. Want to make money helping others with their small jobs and chores? Go to Tackle.com and complete the 6 easy steps to become a Tackle provider today. That's Tackle.com. Sign up today.
We've got a beautiful weekend in store in East Tennessee. Look for a mix of sun and clouds. Partly cloudy skies, a high near 87. Tonight, dropping back to 62, nice and calm. For your Sunday, look for lots of sunshine once again, a high near 87. Then Sunday night into Monday, dropping back to 62 to start off our work week. From the VLT Local Lake Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Sometimes I wish we were live through the breaks because there's some great conversation. I am blessed today to have Chris Marion in the producer's room. And I want to thank you for being here, Chris. You made my day.
My pleasure.
We were talking about organizing and how different we are about, you know, taking out things before we go to bed or not. And we got to the cars. I thought that was fun. In my family, when my kids were around, we had a rule, and it was called stand up, pick up. If you stand up in where we're sitting, gathering or whatever, look around, not just at your plate, but somebody else's plate, pick it up and take it into the kitchen so that everybody shares the load of that and we kind of serve each other. And then Chris said, that's what I do with my car. And I thought, oh, I do that too. And he says, but there are other members, which I won't give away, of my family that do not do that. And, you know, it can be annoying if you get into somebody else's car and they don't do that. And granted, you know, I'm in construction, so my car is not clean all the time, but it's kind of organized. You'd be proud of me, Emily.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I like to take an extra trip when I have a bunch of stuff in the car. I can't carry it all in one trip. I just take one more trip. Mm-hmm. You take that stuff in, and then you come back out and get one more armload to take in. That helps.
That's smart.
That helps when you're working out of your car. Helps a lot.
Well, yeah. Instead of the put everything in your arms and hope you make it in one trip, which right. is my MO most of the time. Okay. Let's talk about what you think might be taking over our lives. And I think this is so true.
It's clothing.
Clothing
is taking over our lives. I'm often surprised at how many clothes people stuff in their closet. Items with tags still on them in their
guilty.
Closet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Items that have been in the closet for years without being worn. No. And 9 times out of 10, these people are wearing the same 10 items every week for the whole season. They're not wearing all that stuff.
My daughter's so much better at that than I am. I have a walk-in closet with 3 sections.
Yeah.
You know, and there's not a lot of room in there.
Yeah. And that's awesome to have that much space.
Yeah. But
you don't have to fill all of the space.
But then I'd have to give something up.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So how do I get through the holding onto my clothes obsession?
Okay.
How do I start?
So some organizers will recommend turning all of your hangers backwards.
Yeah, that would drive me nuts.
So when you wear an item and you put it away, you give yourself permission to turn the hanger back around the right way.
Okay.
But I hate the system.
I've tried that. It's just more annoying
than
anything.
I can't stand to have some hangers backwards. I think it's that little OCD, but we all have that, I think. And then second, it doesn't organize the clothes at all. And third, how long do you wait? What about the special items like for Christmas parties, graduations, weddings, funerals? Like if you haven't worn it in 6 months, are you supposed to get rid of it? I'm just confused.
Like when I think about what I'm going to wear the next day, I've got sometimes 3, 4, 5 things out. Or if I'm going out for the evening, I've got 2 or 3 dresses out. And so does that mean I get to turn those around because I took them out and looked at them to wear?
Right. I don't know. It's such a confusing system.
It's a conundrum.
Like, I don't understand the rules to this at all. So I came up with my own closet maintenance idea. So here's what I do. So first, I get rid of anything I'm not going to wear. You know what you're not going to wear. Like there's a few things that you can go through your closet and just pick out and be like, okay, this is never going to
fit.
But
I might wear it when I get skinny.
I know. I do have a few things like that too. But there's a way to deal with that too.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, we'll come back to that.
If you put it on and you can't imagine wearing it anywhere, it's gone. That's the purge. Okay. Or if you can't put it on and there's no way you're ever going to put it on, that's part of the purge. So you get rid of those things to begin with. Next is the sorting.
Okay.
So you put like items together. So t-shirts together, nice blouses together, dresses together. So when you do this, you'll do another mini purge because you'll discover that you have 2 identical blue blouses. Or notice a layer of dust on a few items.
Oh, I hate that. A black dress with
no kidding.
Lines
yeah.
on the...
Exactly. So so those items are gone.
Okay.
The duplicates and the things with dust. You know you're not going to wear those again. Then next, you take out any extra hangers. So if you have hangers you don't like, switch those out to ones that you do like. If you want to buy some new ones so that they'll all look the same, that's good too.
That's an awesome idea.
I really like the velvet ones for blouses. They're about 50 cents each. I actually found them at Costco, $25 for 50 of them.
I buy mine at Costco.
Yeah. So, and then
like
you
them.
Decide how many hangers will fit. And then don't bring any more hangers in.
What?
That's part
I'm always looking for more hangers.
That's part of the rule.
I tell myself if I would stop buying things and start getting rid of things, I would never have to buy hangers again.
Exactly.
Which is the point of what you're getting
again.
To. Oh my goodness.
Right. When you get new clothes. So this is the maintenance step. When you get new clothes, you have to take something out in order to make room. Sorry.
Dead silence. What? Oh my goodness.
You don't add any more hangers.
Emily, I'm going to need your help. But this is like, okay. All right, so Chris, don't listen to this. This is a girl topic.
I'm not listening.
All right.
I'm not. I'm just here.
All right. This is kind of like emotional.
It is.
And
it's hard.
It is, because like I wore this to this event and I had such a good time and Maybe I won't be doing that again, but, you know, oh my goodness, this is tough. Yeah. All right, so
then
what do I do?
So this is how you figure out what you're actually going to wear. So when you hang clothes back up after wearing them, you put them at one end of that section of clothes. So in the section of blouses, you put blouses that you've worn and laundered away on the left side.
Okay.
Now you know that the blouses on the left are the ones that you've worn recently.
Okay.
So when you get a new item, a new blouse, you'll look on the right side of the section for blouses to get rid of. You're like, oh yeah, I guess I don't really wear that.
You know, I like this.
You'll think of, you may not know why you're not wearing them, but you're not. And so that's what you'll get rid of, is something from the right side. It may not be the first one on the right side, but you'll kind of start at the end of
you
the
have
right.
a process.
That's right. Yeah. A process. See? So if I go to Kohl's and I buy two or three blouses, then when I bring them into my closet, I'll pull something off of the right side of my blouses section. Two or three things.
So hopefully there's going to get to this point. There's going to get to a point where you've purged enough.
Right.
That when you look at a blouse in a store, say, you're going to go, well, I don't know if I want to get rid of any of those.
Right. Do I like this more than something
what
that's
I have
already in my closet? Will I wear it more?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So is there a typical amount of blouses that a woman has?
Well, it really depends on the person. I mean, it kind of depends on your lifestyle. Some people have several wardrobes for different roles that they play in their own life. So like for me, I have days when I don't leave the house. So I wear comfortable clothes on those days. I have days when I have business meetings, networking meetings and stuff where I have to dress up a little bit, you know, business casual sort of thing.
Right.
And then I have church and formal occasions that I need some nicer things for. So I have three different wardrobes for the different things that are going on in my life. So I don't need a ton of any one thing. Some people have to wear the same thing every day. They have to wear, you know, a black blouse and black pants because they're a server or a hair, you know, a hairstylist or that kind of thing. And they have that uniform. So they might have 20 black shirts, but that's okay because that's what they wear. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing they wear every weekday.
But I'm a variety girl and I'm very spontaneous with dress. So like this morning I decided what I was going to wear. And sometimes I'll do it the night before, but really what I want to get to is, okay, let's go to the purge. You do the purge, you load stuff in plastic bags, you take it to a donation spot.
Sure.
All right. Now I'm coming home and I'm filling in my fall wardrobe. Mm-hmm. All right. And I bring home five things. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to run five things.
To the donation box. Absolutely.
So what do I do?
What I do is I keep a donation box in every closet. So when you decide to get rid of something, it just goes straight into the box.
Okay.
And my kids use theirs, so they each have one in their own closet.
Really?
And then when they put on something and it doesn't really fit, or they know they're not going to wear it anymore, they just throw it in the box. And then that way I don't have to have them try on everything.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm going to go make a donation, I just go grab their box and throw it in.
Now, how often do you do this?
I do this seasonally.
Ah.
So once every season, I go around and collect all the stuff from the box. And then I might also pick through closets, cabinets, things that we're also not using. It might be sippy cups. You know, when my kids threw out the sippy cups, we don't need sippy cups anymore. So I threw all those in the box.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's great. That's just super. I love the donation box.
Yeah, it's a good answer for that kind of thing. Because, what do you do when you pull out one or two blouses?
And that can work, like you say, with kids. And it gives them permission and teaches them to not keep everything they ever owned.
Yeah.
You know, if you're tired of this, put it in there.
And there are some, I'm a pretty sentimental person. So there are some things where I'm like, you can't get rid of this. But I don't tell them they can't get rid of it. Because then that puts my attachment on them. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to do that to them, but I will go through their box and I will pick out something.
And put it away.
Especially when they were real little. You know, I have those sentimental attachments to a few of their outfits. And so I have one container that I keep special outfits in for each of them. Outfits and little hats.
Can I come over and look at your closets?
Yes.
Oh, just kidding. You cannot come over. No. So do you seriously do this with folks? Do you come over help people? How do you do this? Because like you, I can just see somebody pulling out a dress and, oh, I love this dress. You know, what do you do with all that?
We talk about it. And I really do. I get it. I am sentimental and I get it. And you do not have to get rid of every single thing that you don't ever wear.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to figure out how much space you're willing to take up with these items that you know you're not going to wear. So like I said, with my kids, I have one container for each kid. And so, yeah, they're pretty full, but they're 8 and 10. Like how many more things are going to be sentimental that I'm going to want to keep?
Right.
And I'm done having kids. I know I'm not going to need all these clothes. I'm not stocking up for another baby. That's another goal. You know, like that's another thing that
so you're not
talk about with
talking
people.
About filling a warehouse. If, you're talking yeah, about
if you're
a
thinking
few
of having more
things.
Kids, that's a different story than I'm done.
What about your husband's worst shirt that he will not let go of? What about that?
Well, I will say that at the beginning of my marriage, we each got to throw away one item from the other person's wardrobe.
I love that.
Isn't that,
you hear that, Chris?
So
I think we should do that seasonally.
No, that's a great idea.
Don't. Chris says,
maybe
please, once, I hope my wife's not listening.
Maybe once a year. Is that an anniversary thing? Probably not.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. 656-8255. Excuse me for laughing. 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. Final segment coming up with Emily Olmos. We return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
This Sunday, the Titans are on the road at Jacksonville in their first AFC South Division battle of the regular season. The award-winning Titans countdown is on the air at noon Eastern. Then the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, and Coach Dave McGinnis have all the action of Titans and Jaguars at 1 Eastern. It's Titans and Jags this Sunday afternoon on this Titans radio station.
On your source for Titans football, News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Cancer slows you down, but your treatment doesn't have to. The most advanced cancer treatment in the world, the non-invasive proton therapy that significantly reduces side effects, is offered here in Knoxville at Provision Cares Cancer Center.
I canceled the surgery. I called the Provision Center, and it was the most amazing thing. I've been out of treatment now for 3 weeks, and I feel absolutely wonderful.
If you've been diagnosed with cancer, you need to know about Provision and proton therapy. Call 862-1600. Visit provisionproton.com.
At CARM, people often tell us they came because they were hungry, but they left with so much more. I'm Burt Rosen, president of Knox Area Rescue Ministries. It's amazing how something as simple as a meal served in Jesus' name can lead to something so powerful as a changed life. To find out how your gift of just $1.87 can satisfy someone's hunger and open the door to hope, visit us at karm.org.
Need your AC fixed? Before you fall for a cheap service call and let just anyone in your home to work on your AC, know that AA Air ensures upfront pricing on repairs, meaning no surprises on the bill. Right now, AA Air is offering a cool $45 service call in Knox County and repairs priced right. Their technicians are NATE certified, offer only the best Trane HVAC equipment, and are always respectful, including with your bill. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's tough to beat an AA Air repair. Visit aa-airco.com.
When the Titans play, amazing things often happen.
Wow! He just went 92 yards on third and 11.
You never know what will happen or when.
Yes!
But you do know where to hear amazing Titans moments.
Game days on Titans Radio.
Titans football coverage on News Talk 98.7 is brought to you in part by Image Matters, Tennessee's largest Xerox digital technology partner. Image Matters, technology you need, people you trust.
The Tennessee Vols are kind of a big deal around here. We got you covered with daily sports reports and the Vol Report on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Wow. Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. What needs organizing in your house? Well, Emily Omis has the answers for us, and her company is called Emily No Mess Home Organization. Mm-hmm. Phone number is 438-4906, 865-438-4906, or you can go to her website, which is emilynomess.com. Very nice. Very nice. Lots of tips that you've given out today, and I appreciate you giving out some things that maybe are secrets to your trade, and that's very kind of you. Let's talk about what was the biggest surprise of your profession when you got into this business. How long have you been doing this?
I've had my own business for almost 3 years now.
Okay.
So not too long.
But you're full time.
But basically when my kids started school, I had to decide, you know, what do I want to be when I grow up? That's what I decided on. Yeah, like they're in school. What am I supposed to be doing all day?
That's cute. Yeah. That's cute. So what happened over those years?
Well, okay. So in the last few years when I've been working with actual clients, my biggest surprise is that I fell in love with my clients. I did not expect that. I knew I loved organizing, but I didn't think about they love me, I love them. Like, it is amazing.
You're in their personal life.
Yeah.
Big time.
Big time. I mean, we deal with how it all got started, which is almost always a loss of some kind.
Really?
Maybe somebody died, but it's divorce. It's a huge form of loss.
So you actually go in during situations like that?
After.
Okay.
After. Sometimes it takes, it's about 5 years, honestly,
really?
Before people can really deal with what happened.
The stuff. Related to what happened.
Because you deal with all the emotional things right away. I mean, there's a lot to deal with. And 5 years later, people are like, okay, I'm ready. I need to go through this stuff.
Okay. So now that is overwhelming. That statement is, I need to go over this stuff.
I need to go through it.
How do you help your clients set goals?
Well, we talk about where they're going, not necessarily where they've been. We talk about where they've been and how it got started, how they went down this path. And maybe they've just never been organized. Mm-hmm. And that's part of it. And some people just aren't organized. But a lot of people are organized. Yeah. But they still end up with all this stuff that they don't know what to do with. And they have to make decisions. And so we talk about goals. What do you want to use this room for? What do you want to use this space for? Maybe they have a two-car garage and they want to park two cars in their garage. Or maybe they want to use the whole garage for storage. It's just they want to be able to find things in there.
Mm.
So, or it's something in between. Maybe they're starting their own business and they need a place to keep back stock. And so we need to make that space in the garage able to store the back stock.
So how can I make this closet in this bedroom, which is now an office?
Right.
How can I eliminate what I stored in that closet?
Exactly. Or maybe they got a divorce 5 years ago. They're still dealing with that stuff, but now they're in a new relationship. And sometime in the next couple years, they might be moving out or their partner might be moving in. Mm. They might have kids that they're shifting around or adding to their family. They might be adopting or high school kids moving out.
Things shift when your children go off to college.
Right. So those are all goals, different goals of how to deal with situations that have happened or are going to happen in the future.
Okay. So you help them set their goals, according to what they need.
Right.
And then what?
I have one more goal. I try to teach the maintenance techniques as we sort through their stuff so that it doesn't get that bad again.
So what do you mean by maintenance technique? I know what you mean, but like what?
Well, so that it doesn't get that bad. I mean, so I just deal with like meal planning in order to keep stuff from piling up in your kitchen or like we talked about in the closets to have donation boxes, to do a donation run about once a season. Mm. Or, you know, if you're a garage sale person, that's fine too, but don't bring all the stuff over at the end of the garage
back
sale.
Back in.
Please.
Yeah, has somebody scheduled to pick the stuff up the next day?
Right. Or, you know, load up a vehicle and just take it to Carm or whatever your favorite donation place is. But my other goal is to work myself out of the job. I hope that my clients will be able to refer me to their friends and family in order to keep myself busy. But I don't expect to go back and do the same spaces with my clients over and over again. It's not a house cleaner. I'm not there to clean and clean again and clean again and clean again. I want them to be able to use their spaces for whatever their goal was.
You clean attics too?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Totally.
Oh, that would be frightening. I probably have Christmas decorations from who knows when up there. Yeah.
There's always boxes of Christmas decorations that you've never opened in the last however many years.
Do you actually go through those boxes?
Sometimes. Sometimes people are like, you know, I haven't gone through there. I know there's nothing in there that I need. And we just get rid of the whole box.
And this has to be very refreshing when it's done.
Oh, when it's done?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and sometimes, like, with every job, I will load up my car and take it to Carm if that's what you want.
Hmm.
So,
really?
I've loaded up my car with one closet worth of stuff. And people cannot believe that their one closet worth of stuff filled my entire... I drive an Odyssey van.
And you fill it.
And it will be filled from one closet of stuff. Mm-hmm. And people cannot believe that, like, oh my gosh, I had no idea I had that much stuff in that closet. And there's still some things in the closet, but it's only the stuff that they're actually going to use. It's not, you know, all the books and games stuff from when
and you can find it. Oh, what a concept. That gift that I bought for my granddaughter like in June, then I'm gonna give it to her in December. I actually know where it is
now. Yeah.
I just
yeah,
did that last night. I just threw something in my closet. Oh, that's for Christmas for the freshie.
You know, I don't know how many times we've come across something and you're like, there it is. I was looking for that. Well, I'll give it to the person next year.
Well, let's talk about the classes that you teach.
Okay. This is along with helping people. So I just finished taking a class from Lisa Woodruff on how to teach her Sunday basket workshop. So the Sunday basket is Lisa's solution to the paper that comes into our house and clutters our minds every day. And you can learn more about that on thesundaybasket.com or follow her at organize365.com or on Facebook under the same name. But I'm planning to offer these classes on about every other Friday of each month. So you can visit my website, emilynomes.com, or follow me on Facebook, Emily Nomes Home Organization, to keep up.
All right. Wow. So it is, tell me the sundaybasket.com to deal with paper.
Yeah.
We all have to deal with that. Emily, thank you so much for being
Thanks
here.
Thanks again for having me.
I've so awesome. Enjoyed this. I hope you have. I'm rooting for a team that you're going to watch today. Might not be Kansas State. Oh, I'm sorry. But I hope you have a really good time. If you want to talk to Emily about organizing some things that may be difficult for you, she understands. Have you not heard her heart for this? This is awesome. Emily Nomes Home Organization. You can go to emilynomes.com to get a hold of her, or you can call her at 438-4906. 438-4906. Whether it's closets, paper, kitchens, meal, whatever it is, you can help us get through that and navigate ourselves into a more open space and feel free. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. We're going to take a little news break and we're going to be more back with lots more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Moves like a hula girl on a dash. She ain't made for practicality.
You don't see the heart disease that could be lurking behind your smile, but we do. Your mouth is a warning sign for what's going on in the rest of your body and 120 signs and symptoms of diseases such as diabetes, cancer, and heart disease can be spotted during a routine dental exam. Fortunately, Delta Dental has a large network of dentists who are experienced in detecting them. Good health begins with the Delta Dental of Tennessee plan. Visit coveryourmouth.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. Many homeowners are not aware that about 14 professional trades are involved with a typical kitchen remodeling project. Would you know who to call, how to manage those trades, and how to keep them on budget? Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. We have the systems in place to design, manage, and complete your home remodeling project. Expect a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your plan when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
London arrest. St. Louis protest. I'm Christopher Cruz. The subway station in southwest London, where a bomb partially detonated yesterday, injuring 29 people, has now been reopened. And police say they've arrested an 18-year-old man in connection with the attack. Correspondent Nina Dos Santos is in the British capital.
We do not know at the present time what the nature of the individual's role was in this particular incident, and indeed whether or not they are working with anybody else.
British police have increased the terror threat level to critical, meaning they think another attack may be imminent. Activists are planning to meet today in St. Louis following a night of sometimes violent protests after the acquittal of a white former St. Louis police officer on charges of first-degree murder in the fatal shooting of a black man. Hundreds of people were protested Friday. 23 were arrested. Correspondent Ryan Young was there.
I don't think when we were covering Ferguson that we would ever imagine that a majority crowd of white people would be carrying signs to say Black Lives Matter. So there is a big mix here in terms of how people are walking amongst everyone, having a conversation about how they want justice turned.
10 officers were injured. A 15-year-old girl from Wisconsin who admitted to helping her friend stab a classmate nearly to death has been found not guilty because of mental illness. Waukesha County Circuit Judge Michael Boren read the jury's verdict last night.
I will find that Anissa Wire was found not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect to the crimes charged, attempted second-degree intentional homicide, party to the crime with the use of a dangerous weapon.
Wire and her friend Morgan Geiser stabbed a sixth-grade classmate nearly 20 times in 2014 to please a fictional online character called Slender Man. We've been watching Harry Dean Stanton on television and in the movies since the mid-1950s. The veteran character actor known for his iconic performances, he died Friday of natural causes. He was 91. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
All of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis, I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dennis Black. Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS.
Major League Baseball says the Detroit Tigers did not hit an umpire with a pitch on purpose.
The Detroit Tigers had been bickering with home plate umpire Quinn Walcott throughout their game on Wednesday against the Cleveland Indians, a game they would eventually lose 5-3. After Walcott ejected Tigers catcher James McCann and manager Brad Ausmus over a close pitch, he was hit by a fastball in the shoulder from Detroit pitcher Buck Farmer. Rookie backup catcher John Hicks never touched the ball as it sailed past his mitt. As Walcott was being examined by a trainer and talking to the other umpires, he appeared on a TV replay to ask them,
They didn't do it on purpose, did they? Farmer, Osmus, and Hicks all vehemently denied any intent to deliberately hit the umpire, who did remain in the game after being hit in the third inning. I'm John Stolness.
The Cleveland Indians had their American League record winning streak stopped at 22 with a 4-3 loss to the KC Royals last night. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your plan when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
We've got a beautiful weekend in store in East Tennessee. On this Saturday, look for partly cloudy skies, a high near 87. Tonight, dropping back to 62 with partly cloudy skies. For your Sunday, sunshine once again, a high near 87. Back to 62 overnight Sunday into Monday. And for Monday, look for lots of sunshine, a high near 87. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to the second hour of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Dawn Steimer and I hope you were able to join us for the first hour. We had Emily Omis on and Emily owns a company called Emily No Mess Home Organization. She is a professional organizer and we had a blast. If you missed it and you want some tips on how to organize your home that are practical, realistic, that she uses every day. Her children use it. Her family uses it. I just enjoyed the show and I know you will too. If you missed it, go to newstalk987.com after the show and our delightful producer, Chris Marion, will upload those for us on a podcast. How do I get there? Well, you go to weekend shows. When you get to the Around the House page, you'll see it by topic and you can, listen to that again. You'll be really, really happy you did. Emily had a lot of really good tips. If you want to contact Emily for some services or just ask her some questions, you can reach her at emilynomess.com, emilynomess.com, or you can go to call her by going to 865-438-4906. That's 438-4906. All right. This hour, we're going to talk about fall. We're going to talk about how the market is different in the fall, what's different in selling homes. And we have the Landis team with us this morning, and I'm so glad to have
both you, Yvonne,
and Adrian. Good morning, good morning. this is a great show. We have another show of women here today.
I love it. Awesome. Girl power.
All right. So the seasons are changing. I put my little decor from my front door out this week. I went from Labor Day, stars and stripes, red, white, and blue, to fall colors.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And so, and there's, you know, the chill in the air. My plants are kind of going, I don't know. And you know what I noticed too is with all the hurricanes and things, the pansies are late this year coming.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
They're not in yet.
That's true.
I was in Kroger the other day. And they said, no, they're holding them because they were concerned about the winds and the weather and stuff. So they were actually holding them in the nurseries.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. And then I called, I looked at Stanley's website because they have my favorite Pat Summit pansies. I call them Pat Summit pansies. They're purple and orange. Uh-huh. And they don't have them in yet because of the delays for the storms. So That being said, are things delayed in real estate because of the storms? Are you feeling any effects?
I'm not. Okay. I'm really not. Buyers are out there.
Okay.
Buyers out there.
They're still going strong.
Yes.
So things are still snapping.
Things are still snapping. Inventory's still low.
Really?
I'll tell you that inventory is still low, but buyers are out there. Mm-hmm. I'll tell anybody. This will be a winter that people are not used to because it's staying steady.
Really?
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm. So what can we expect besides it staying steady? What else can we expect with this fall winter weather coming in?
I would say, for one, a lot of people, once kids go back to school and Labor Day, you get past Labor Day,
right,
people stop. Historically, it would slow down in listings.
Okay.
But it hasn't. Okay.
Really?
Even though the inventory is low, it hasn't slowed down. Real estate is not slowing down. Mm-hmm. So don't wait till spring to list.
Okay.
This is the best time because the buyers are, you know for sure they're there.
Wow. I had a lender tell me yesterday, they were like, it just won't slow down. I said, it's not going to.
Yes. People are hiring more.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes. A lot of people are hiring more.
Well, yeah. And what's happening is because your inventory was low to start with and you've got so many buyers.
Exactly.
When it does leave the inventory, what you get back is not replenishing it fast enough,
it's
the
not,
listings.
It's not because the more buyers are coming in between that, you know, and then most of the time, like when you get closer to the end of the year, you know, businesses are thinking about, okay, well, we need to not as hire as much. People are hiring more because the demand for property is up there,
okay,
you know, that type thing. So to basically be able to do all the paperwork, order the inspections and all that kind of stuff.
Definitely.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So
appraisers,
as we get closer to the holidays.
Yes.
Realistically, there will be a slowdown.
Uh-huh.
And okay, when that happens, as a seller, uh-huh, I may have a tendency to panic. Okay, I had 12 people through my house. Now, honestly, if you have 12 people through your house, you probably sold it.
Yeah,
in this market. But you know what I'm saying.
Yes,
if
exactly,
market, if the, mm-hmm, the showing slow down.
Yes.
What can I do to help my house get sold faster as a seller? Or what can I expect from my realtor?
I would say, for one, is list with a realtor that market's very heavy no matter what time of the year it is.
Oh.
We market heavy no matter what time of the year it is. Just because the market may slow down, mm-hmm, I'm going to tell my sellers that say the market is slowing down, okay, we're going to step it up even more. Let's change a few things in our house.
Yes.
Let's move around,
yes,
a few things. We stage our houses even when they're occupied.
Mm-hmm.
And even with a house being occupied, you can still move things around to make it look newer.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Well, and I had a home stager on the show last week.
Okay.
And she said sometimes she stages homes to show the purpose of the room, where the family
definitely
might not have used it for that.
Exactly.
But she will reset a room to make it look like what it could be used for.
Exactly.
To attract the buyers.
People need to visualize,
yeah,
how they can use their spaces.
Yeah.
And even with selling in the wintertime, mm-hmm, a lot of people, I've had buyers say it to me, that they're wanting to be in before spring because they love decorating for spring and doing all these different things with their kids. So they don't want to wait and buy in spring. And then by the time they get moved in and everything,
that's interesting,
you're in fall again.
Right. And I think that the Landis team, just what you just said, sets you apart because in my business,
yes,
when it slows down,
yes,
we step,
yeah,
up the marketing as,
uh-huh,
well.
Most definitely.
Exactly.
And that's the antithesis of what feels right to,
right,
your gut. Well, if business is going to slow down, I got to tighten up my budget. Maybe, but not in that area.
Exactly.
In that area, you need to increase.
You have, yep, to get more creative.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Now, I wanted to touch on what you were saying about a room. For one example, some people have a room that's an office. Okay.
Right.
Well, winter comes and it's staged like an office. Well, you can change that around a little bit. You can keep it as an office, but buy like a cheap futon,
mm-hmm,
and show people that even if that family needs an office, they could have a bedroom. So it gives them a
guest room.
Yes. Oh. So you put a futon in it.
Or a doghouse room. Just say
whatever works for you. Hey, yes. Go for it.
So say someone, it's a family that doesn't need an office and they can't visualize that. If they see that futon, it's going to make them think, oh, I can use that as a bedroom.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need the office and take the furniture out. You just got to give people ideas.
That's super. That's super.
And visualizing is the biggest thing.
Yeah. You know, and it's hard as a person that has lived there so much, so long. Mm-hmm. We are just kind of in our space using it the way we use it. And we don't think about that. This could actually be something different.
Yeah.
So when you come in, you have a fresh view of everything. And you've seen homes today that sell and homes that sit.
Yes.
And what the difference is. And then you can guide us as sellers to the place where our home does sell quickly.
I think the most frequent phrase that we hear is, I never thought about that.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, people I can just see that with you, girl.
Yeah.
I can definitely like, what? See that with you, girl.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you something else. Decluttering.
Decluttering.
Yeah. You can do that more than once.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's one thing going towards winter.
Yeah.
If your house is on the market and you've already went through there real good to declutter, do it again.
Do it again.
Spring cleaning in the wintertime.
That's like packing with me. I pack and then I unpack. And I pack and then I unpack again because otherwise I'm taking my whole house with me.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. We're talking about getting ready for fall, selling your home.
Yes.
And we want to hear from you. If you have a question about how you can reset this room or how can I do this and make this look better than maybe it actually, you know, is right now. This is the Landis team, and this is the time. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. More coming up on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Tennessee weather can change fast. We've got you covered with 24/7 weather updates from the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Are you tired of pushing that lawnmower around? You know, you wanted that zero turn for a long time, and you're tired of all that extra trimming that you have to do because that lawnmower just doesn't get where you want it to go. Well, Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply has the Toros on sale. And they have everything you need to get that lawn in the best shape it has ever been in. If you want a seed specialist, because now's the time to seed, John Gardner and his team, they will tell you when to do seeding, when to do post-emergent, when to do pre-emergent. Did you know that they are open to the public, but they also sell to all the people you see running around taking care of other people's lawns? If that's your passion, you want to be with a team that's passionate about what they do. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply in Bearden, located at 6305 Balm Drive in Bearden. You can call 588-1993, 588-1993. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Come by with a professional's buy.
When you have experienced injury, physically or psychologically, as a result from wrongdoing by another person or company, know that you do have a voice. The East Tennessee Personal Injury Lawyers, Stephen A. Burroughs and Brian Capps, will be your voice. They're dedicated to achieving the best possible outcome for your personal injury matters. For the expertise of an aggressive Knoxville, Tennessee lawyer, call Stephen A. Burroughs at 877-300-3773 or submit your information online at easttnlawyer.com.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. Are you excited about your ideas to remodel your home? Concerned about where to start? Who to call first? Who to call next? Who will keep things on time and on budget? The systems at Master Remodelers will provide you with peace of mind. And we'll even take you shopping so you can expect a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. You know, I want to thank you for making us the most listened to show on the weekends. That's a high honor. I don't take that lightly. And I was pleasantly surprised when I heard that from one of the executives here at Cumulus. I just want to thank you for that from the bottom of my heart. I really appreciate it. We try to bring you relative content and have a good time doing it. And speaking of having a good time, we always have a good time when the Landis team is in the house, as they are today. Yes. Adrian and Ivanka and David is not here with us. Boo. But he'll be with us next month, so we'll make sure. If you want to get a hold of them, it's pretty simple. You can go to Knoxville's Homes.
No, YvonkaSellsRealEstate.com.
YvonkaSellsRealEstate.com. I must have an old card. YvonkaSellsRealEstate.com. And what's your number? What's your phone number?
660-1186. Okay. It's 660-1186.
660-1186. All right. Good deal. Good deal. We're talking about fall and we're talking about getting ready. There are things that in our busy lives we can overlook.
That's true.
And one of those things is maintenance.
Right.
So now we're getting ready to sell our homes.
Yes.
Let's talk about some of the things that we need to make sure that we've done in order to keep that home fresh and desirable from the very minute they pull up.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. For one, I would say it depends on if this house is vacant or if it's occupied.
Are there that many vacant homes?
There is.
Really?
When people are relocating.
Believe it or not.
I mean, we have some listings that are vacant. Mm-hmm. And I made a phone call to every one of my sellers this week. And I said, it's time to winterize your house. We've got to winterize for your pipes.
Oh.
That's a big thing.
But if they leave their furnace on, do they still have to winterize?
We still recommend.
Still do?
Yes, we do.
Huh.
You just don't want to take the chance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, agreed. And if we get some cold, cold, cold snaps.
Yes.
We don't want surprises when you have a showing.
Yes,
when you
walk
into 2 inches of water.
Ah! Yes, and people use the bathrooms. When they're going for showings, they do.
Okay.
And so the best thing you can do is winterize your, and we put like, it's like a sticker goes across the seat. And it says it's been winterized. Please do not use.
Okay.
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 And hopefully they don't.
Right.
But that's one way to protect your pipes.
Okay.
You know, that's huge for a vacant house. For an occupied house, I would say that you need to make sure, go through and cobwebs.
Oh, that's a good one.
Cobwebs.
Yeah.
Yes. So you have to make sure.
Outside and inside.
Yes. Yes.
Big deal. Outside too.
And make sure, you know, the biggest room I see it in, your bedrooms. Believe it or not, master bathrooms and master bedrooms.
Sure.
And
right
you
off the ceiling fans.
A lot
of people use those rooms a lot, but those two rooms, you would think it would not be, but that's where you sell.
Interesting. So those rooms that we intentionally make dark,
yes,
because we're going to rest in those rooms,
right?
Turn on the lights, check it out, because the buyers are going to turn on the lights and you don't want to be surprised and you don't want them surprised.
Exactly. So
that's a good tip.
It is.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
See, you guys do this all the time. All right, let's go back to the vacant homes.
Okay.
What can I expect from my realtor if I'm selling a vacant home? How often can I really expect you to check on that house?
I check on all my vacant homes once a week. We
really?
Do a weekly inspection. Now, that doesn't mean everybody does
that. Well, yeah.
But we try to check on our homes once a week.
Okay.
Biggest thing is because if someone's out of state, a lot of times they may have neighbors looking at, cutting the grass for them. But they may not give the code to get into the house.
Right.
And so we try to check on it to make sure it's not vandalized, because a lot of vacant homes get vandalized, okay?
Ew.
Especially if it's like out in a rural area.
Yeah.
You know, that type thing. And always, always tell your agent if it has a basement, make sure that they go, like if they're doing an inspection, go all the way through that house.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Right.
Because people think, oh, well, it looks great if you go in to the main level and you could go downstairs in that basement. All your copper could have been pulled out because they vandalized it.
Is that still going on?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
It's heavy.
Oh,
It is.
That's so sad.
Yes.
But you have to realize in vacant houses, well, any house, whether you're occupied or not, a problem that could go wrong with your house only takes a matter of hours or a day.
It's true.
So the more frequent you can get out there, the better off you'll be and the better you'll be able to protect your client's investment.
And ask your agent, okay, if you know you're going to be relocating and it's going to be a vacant home, ask them that. How long,
Well, that's why I was asking you.
Ask.
You know.
Say, how
often are you going to check this?
Yes. How often are you going to check the home? You know, what kind of inspection do you do when you check that home?
Okay. Yeah, so because a drive-by is not an inspection.
No, it's not. It's not. So that's
interesting.
Big.
I've had a vacant house that I literally went and did a full cleaning on the house during the month. Just because, I mean, you don't know dust bunnies, all types of stuff that could come up. So just a simple, took me an hour. I mean, it doesn't take that long to just make
you
sure everything's clean.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Just to touch up everything, wipe down things. It doesn't take that long.
We've mopped the floors.
Yeah.
We get our hands dirty.
Well, y'all are there's a definite difference in
Thank you. We try our best to work hard.
Oh my goodness. All right, let's talk about outside what we need to do. We want to keep the walkways clear. I get that.
Yes.
But every day?
Can I touch on one thing?
Yeah, sure.
Your commodes, that's a big thing for showings. Okay. Mm. Please tell your agents to pour something in it to keep it fresh. Because the worst thing can happen is, you never know, somebody lift up the seat and it's brown or it's dirty or something. That can look so bad on a house. See that a lot.
A turn off.
Tell them, pour some Fabuloso down in it. Keeps it smell.
Fabuloso.
Fabuloso smells well.
We love Fabuloso in our house.
Yes.
That's like the golden tool in our house.
The purple.
Yes.
The purple.
The purple Fabuloso.
Yes. It keeps it clean and it smells well.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
You can't get better than Fabuloso.
And we do that.
Really?
We can't get better.
We always keep a huge bottle of Fabuloso in my truck.
Tip of the day. Tip of the day. If you're selling your home, get yourself a bottle of Fabuloso.
Yes.
And use it.
Yes.
Even if you're not selling your home, get you a bottle of Fabuloso.
And use it.
Pour it down in there.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Okay, so keep your commodes clean.
Yes.
While we're inside, let's talk about what else we need to do that maybe we haven't thought about recently. That you guys, it's like a pet peeve or something that you know is a buyer pet peeve.
Well, the biggest thing is curb appeal. Before they ever get into the house, when they drive up, they see what's on the outside. So what we're saying with making sure that you're sweeping off your porches and walkways, that's a big thing. You don't want your buyer having to walk through a whole bunch of leaves trying to get to your front door or just different types of things like that. It's just not a pleasant look.
Well, and spiders and things are trying to get in because when the weather gets cool, they're trying to find a warm spot. They're all headed at your house.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? Even overnight, I've gone out on my deck and found, you know, walking through things overnight. It's crazy.
It is. It is. And a big thing is if you have a flower bed right next to your sidewalk and driveway.
Right.
Make sure it's weeded.
Add some extra mulch if you need to.
Yes. Yeah. Turn your mulch. If your money is really tight and you really don't want to buy mulch, a lot of people don't realize.
You can turn it.
You can turn that mulch.
Yeah.
Turn
your awesome.
Mulch. Turn your mulch.
Okay, I know I'm not part of the show, but
yes,
I never thought
are.
About
come
that.
On,
come on.
Your phrase. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Turn your mulch.
Turn it. You don't have to buy a new mulch. Just
that
turn
is
it.
Take so
a,
good.
All you got to do is take a rake and turn it.
Yeah, or one of those little claw things. That's another tip of the day. All right,
that
we've
was
had
my tip
two
for the
now.
Day.
That's
yes. You preached that one.
I love it.
Let the church say
this.
Amen.
This is Chris Marion. We have the pleasure of having him produce our show today.
Yay.
And we're very grateful
to
have you here, Chris. So you can just join us anytime. I'm not used to all this fun coming in.
Yeah.
So
come on and join us. All right. So sweep your pathways and do it frequently. Keep your flower beds weeded. Keep your commodes clean.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Sweep off. If you have a mat in front of your door, sweep off the mat.
Oh, that's pretty simple.
But
think of it?
You would think it would be simple, but you'd be surprised how many houses we go to and they've manicured everything.
And the mat's dirty.
But you got to remember, that's the first thing people see before they walk in your house.
Yeah.
So you want your mat to represent what they're about to see.
That's a great
And not only sweep off the mat, sweep under the mat too.
Oh, yes.
Because the longer you keep dirt, it forms a little ring that matches on the concrete.
Yes.
Sweep under.
You were singing my song, girl. Yes. That's funny. Because when I do, and mine, when the wind kicks up,
yeah,
I have my entryway is tiled. And all the leaves just do this little whirly gig.
Yeah. Yeah.
When it's windy, because it's all in my front door.
Exactly.
Or trying to get
exactly.
in my front door.
Yeah.
Yes. And so sweeping that out on a daily basis takes 2 minutes.
Making sure you're sweeping the dirt off of your threshold, too. Just because when you're coming in and out of the house, all that dirt collects right there.
Absolutely. Front and back.
I know so many people that never think about sweeping their threshold.
No. A lot of people don't.
No, you don't.
And it has the buildup. Come on.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. And in those corners. Because
exactly.
people are looking in the corners.
Exactly.
I mean, that's part of which, because you're
it's condition.
You look, how well has this house been maintained?
Yes.
Exactly. You know, if I'm looking at the doors when I come through and the moldings, and when the floor meets the molding, I want to know, what does that look like right there? Is that got dirt cluttered into the corners? Well, then they probably aren't cleaning the way I would clean.
Exactly.
Or want someone to clean to live in a home. So if I have to do some kind of a crazy heavy cleaning to come in, and I see another home that doesn't need that.
Right.
And I like them equally as well, it's going to be a no-brainer for me.
I'm going to tell you something else. I'm a big dog lover, but everybody's not. Touch-up paint helps a lot.
Okay.
Yes.
So if you're in the summer, your house is on the market, or you're getting ready and your dog is scratched up the door going out the back door, touch up that paint. People don't want to see your dog prints all the way down.
It takes 10 minutes to do that.
You know, or your kids like Jaden putting his hands on everything.
Our dogs have done it. So me and my mom were like, okay, busting out the paint. Let's go.
Yeah. Wipe your walls. Yeah. I mean, if you have the paint, if you have eggshell, wipe your walls and get those handprints off. I make Jaden, whoever puts the handprint there, they have to wipe it.
Well, and that Mr. Clean eraser, that thing
is so
great.
Good.
It's wonderful.
I love that.
Oh.
That is like the best invention if you have kids.
All right, we want to hear from you. What are your favorite things to clean with? What are your pet peeves about keeping your house up, making sure? What is something that you feel really helps sell your home? That's where we're at right now. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. The Landis team is in the house, and we'll be back with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
And that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry.
I love recommending my realtor, Tracy King of Kings of Real Estate. This is Jimmy Himes, and Tracy just sold a home on Shaladar that was listed with another agent for 212 days. That agent couldn't get the job done, but the owners called Tracy, and he had it sold in 3 days, and he sold it for more than the asking price. Who does that? Looks like they made the right choice when they called Tracy King. Don't fool yourself. Not all real estate agents or the service they provide are created equal. And if for some reason Tracy can't sell your home, he will buy it at a price acceptable to you for cash guarantee. You see, Tracy already has thousands of qualified buyers in his exclusive database looking to buy right now. That's how he gets his sellers a faster sale and top dollar. Don't call just any agent and risk losing time and your hard-earned equity when you can have the best working for you. Call Tracy King at Kings of Real Estate, 365-2323, 365-2323.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
The cooler weather means fall's coming. Hi, it's Phil. And Pioneer Heating and Air has been taking care of families in East Tennessee since 1981. Service call still $49.95. And you can ask about the plan that makes everything they do worry-free to you for up to 5 years. Now's the perfect time for preventive maintenance on your heat pump to keep it running efficiently this fall and winter. If you need a new unit, ask about a Train home comfort system. It's hard to stop a Train. 922-2817.
Pioneer Heating and Air.
Online at pioneercomfort.com. Tell them Phil told you to call.
We've got a beautiful weekend in store in East Tennessee. Look for a mix of sun and clouds. Partly cloudy skies, a high near 87. Tonight, dropping back to 62, nice and calm. For your Sunday, look for lots of sunshine once again, a high near 87. Then Sunday night into Monday, dropping back to 62 to start off our work week. From the VLT Local Lake Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, the Landis team from Realty Executives is in the house. Adrian and Ivanka are both here with me live this morning, and we're taking your calls at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. First up is Bill, and Bill has a question for us. Good morning, Bill. Welcome to Around the House.
Well, thank you. My neighbor is selling a house right across the street. And this is a reflection on the general population of realtors. Some are aware of the problems, like the group you have on today. Sounds like they're fantastic realtors.
They're amazing.
Thank you.
Thank
so
you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. She has complained. She's had showings where lights were left on. The house was not secured. Doors that locked were not relocked.
Oh, wow.
And things like that. And she's very upset because she's gone for 12 hours a day.
Mm. Right. Wow.
And it's just, to me, it's unbelievable that a realtor shuts the door after the client and leaves.
Mm.
To me, they would go in and do a walk around to cover their butts.
Right.
Right. I agree with you. What we do is, like, when our clients leave, we shake hands and make a plan to get together, and then we go back in the house to make sure, double check. Now, we turn them off when we're walking out, but we will go back in to check. Plus, in our listings, we have a listing. It's called a listing card, and it's at the very front of the, like in the foyer, that says, please turn off all lights. We ask them if they turned on water, say they turned it on just to see how it flowed or something like that. Make sure you turn all water off, all lights off, and make sure all doors are locked. We put in our agent instructions so that when people set up showings, that they reiterate everything that we want done to our listings.
Mm.
That's what they need to do.
Right.
The interesting thing is that I said, well, have you found out who the agents were that were showing the house and left it unsecured or unattended to? She says, I haven't had feedback from that, and they won't tell me.
Oh, wow.
Really?
And I thought this is unreal.
They don't have to tell you who the agent was, but they do. I mean, we ask for feedback, okay, on every showing. We drill the agents over it, honestly.
Yes, we do.
I mean, literally, an email goes out for feedback to that agent 5 minutes after they show our house, okay, after the time expires. And we stay on that for 4 days, okay, to get feedback for a seller. Because a seller, they can't improve anything if you don't get it. Now, I will tell you, some agents don't fill out feedback, but the agent can call. And instead of giving it to the sellers, you know, the number for the agent, this agent needs to call the other agent and say, you left the lights on, you left the doors open, that type thing. Because they're supposed to cover that seller.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because
they
have
valuables. Well, I just wanted to want folks to be aware that they remind their selling agent and get it across to them that this is what you want done. And if you don't do it, there are other people that do it.
That is true.
That
is true.
Most definitely.
Reevaluate who you're working with.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your calls, we're talking about real estate. And one of the things that I thought was interesting was he was watching his neighbor try to sell her house. It sounded like a female.
Right.
All right, so on the break, we were talking about
as a responsible community, and I'm not talking about Bill at all, but as a responsible community, my neighbor was selling her condo next to me, and she went to a different place to stay.
Okay.
And I felt like it was my responsibility as a neighbor to yes. make sure my flower bed was weeded and my bushes were trimmed and my house was straight. And I don't know if everybody thinks that, but I think it's part of the responsibility of your neighbors.
Well, I think it's for two reasons. One, a lot of times people build relationships with their neighbors along the way. So the reason why you probably did that is, well, for one, you just wanted to do it. Right. But at the same time, you don't want to hurt your neighbor's sale.
Right.
But at the same time, look at it this way. You want to keep yours up because the more they get for their house, it helps your value.
Absolutely. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
Okay.
Right.
It helps your value. Yeah.
And what people don't, a lot of times when buyers come out to a showing, they look at the neighbor's yard. They don't want to live somewhere where their neighbor's yard have got all types of things in the yard. They just don't.
I showed a beautiful home about 3 weeks ago. This house was gorgeous inside and out. Mm. But the buyers looked around the neighborhood. I looked around the neighborhood, and we both were like, no, because you're going to be frustrated.
Yeah, exactly.
When you buy that house, you're going to keep it the way it is now, but everything around it, you can't control your neighbor is. So they didn't buy that house.
Well, the other thing is you're trying to attract like-minded people.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
You're trying to attract, if you're keeping your place up, you're trying to attract those kind of people. So you want to keep... Everybody wants to keep up their place or hopefully where you live to attract those kind of people. And I don't mean the same people, but I mean, you know, people that are going to take care of their property.
Exactly.
All right. Let's talk about things that we want to do quickly before we get a showing. So it's 9 o'clock in the morning. I get a call from Adrian. I'd like to show your house between 2 and 4:30 today. Do I need to do?
The biggest thing is allowing in light, because if you notice during the winter and fall months, a lot of times you get those cloudy days, you get all types of stuff like that. So I've had a lot of sellers, if they're at home and have time to do it, they'll turn on their lights before the showing, before the buyer ever gets there.
All the lights?
They'll turn on the lights. I've walked into showings plenty of times where all the lights were on.
I tell people to do that.
If you're at work, before you leave work, open up all your blinds. Right. Just let in the natural light. Let your house illuminate basically as much as it can, because no one wants to be in a house that's dark most of the time.
Right.
Open your blinds.
So even in your bedrooms that you might not normally do, that's a
open
great
them
tip.
Up.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you know you're going to have a whole, like several showings, because you know that the way the inventory is, I mean, and the market, you may have 3-4 showings a day.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
If you're priced right. So open up turn on all your lights, open your blinds, open your drapes.
Mm.
Okay. That's
in
huge.
And back.
And the biggest pet peeve I have, if you have dirty laundry, put it in the dryer.
Oh, really?
In the dryer?
Throw it in there.
Really?
Great idea.
Don't let laundry sit out, even if it's in a laundry basket.
Right.
No, don't do it.
Oh, interesting.
Clean up your laundry area.
Okay.
Because your laundry area shows how you take care of your house.
Oh, brother.
Okay.
Now we really have some work to
do. People are big on laundry rooms. They're big.
Yeah.
Okay. People love a good laundry room.
Yes. So I tell people in a heartbeat, if you're washing clothes, keep the clothes in the washer. If you have dirty clothes, put them in the dryer.
Put them in the dryer.
When you come out, when you come home, take them out.
That's
awesome. But
it's a great idea.
It's a clean
look. What do you do with them? I wouldn't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought of the dryer.
Yes, and this is part of me being OCD.
Uh-huh.
All the bottles of laundry detergent and bleach and all that stuff, stack it up.
Make them neat.
The lady that was just on your show, she would tell you.
Oh, yeah.
If it looks neat and all those bottles are straight, your clothes are in the dryer or washer, it would blow your mind what people think of you.
It's a neat look.
Nobody's allowed in my laundry room.
And it doesn't cost you any money. I'm trying to give tips. It does not cost you any money.
Yes.
It's just maintaining your house for showing. You've got to know when you put your house on the market, it's not your home anymore.
Right.
It's a house you're selling.
It's literally
and not even
official.
So much letting in light. It's also making your house smell good. Those okay. type of things. Now, whether you're lighting candles.
Talk about tips to do that because I can't leave burning candles because I'm leaving the house.
They have actually come out. I know Pier 1 had them at one point. The LED, they're actually scented LED.
What?
So you can do those.
That's
I've
awesome.
Had sellers that have baked cookies. I've actually went into a showing where the wife or whoever had put on something in the crock pot to leave for the whole day. Mm-hmm. And I walked in and it was like, oh my gosh. It's like that down home type of feeling. It's wonderful.
And even if you don't leave the cookies out, while you're getting your kids dressed, bake some cookies if you take them to work because the house is still going to smell like cookies.
It'll scent up the whole entire house. Absolutely. It's wonderful.
Still smell like cookies.
What about temperature? There's something to be said for the temperature when you walk in the house, too.
Don't
like if
keep,
it's 90?
Yeah, don't keep it to the point. Don't keep it too hot, but right. then at the same time, don't keep it freezing either because when a house is too cold, a buyer's not going to stay. Or if it's too hot, they're not going to want to mm-hmm. stay because it's like, oh my gosh, it's too hot
and
in
see,
here.
Vacant mm-hmm. houses are automatically really cold.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and they feel cold too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And one tip, if it's vacant, tell your agent, you know, if we're going to have a whole bunch of showings, is there any way that you could have someone from your staff run by the house before this first showing and turn on all the lights?
Smart. Mm-hmm. That's smart.
Fix the thermostat and then you can turn it back down once the showings are over or whatever. But just keep it at that happy medium so that everybody is comfortable when they're walking
You hear
in.
This? Do you hear this? These are the things that separate one realtor from another. These are the things that families think about mm-hmm. when they work together mm-hmm. because they see different things all day long. And they're mm-hmm. always, this is what we do as a team in my business is we're always creating a better box,
yes.
a better system to help our people, our clients, and mm-hmm. to make our business run smoother. I'd love that you do this all the time. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Last segment coming up with the Landis team. We want to take your phone calls, and we're going to be talking about a couple things that you might want to consider when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Off of my home. We're flying up no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet.
Would you prefer your security system was backed by tested, secure global technology? This is Scott Brokamp with locally owned and operated His Security. We offer personalized attention and service from a local company with award-winning, industry-leading smart security systems powered by Alarm.com. Stay in touch with your home or business from wherever you are through one mobile app. Call 474-9495 or contact hissecurity.net. In God we trust, all others we monitor. Tennessee license number 1545.
Need your AC fixed? Before you fall for a cheap service call and let just anyone in your home to work on your AC, know that AA Air ensures upfront pricing on repairs, meaning no surprises on the bill. Right now, AA Air is offering a cool $45 service call in Knox County and repairs priced right. Their technicians are NATE certified, offer only the best trained HVAC equipment, and are always respectful, including with your bill. It's hard to stop a train, and it's tough to beat an AA Air repair. Visit aa-airco.com.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. The question I get asked most of the time is, how do I know I need a general contractor? Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. We have the systems in place to take your project through design, shopping with an interior designer, professional planning, management, and communication from the pre-construction meeting to the final cleanup. Master Remodelers, 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
I'm Burt Rosen, president of Knox Area Rescue Ministries. To find out how your gift of just $1.87 can satisfy someone's hunger and open the door to hope, call us at CARM 673-6540 or visit us at karm.org.
Are you missing a piece of the cybersecurity puzzle? Let Computer Depot help you get all the pieces in order. Call Computer Depot Business Solutions today for your free network assessment. 947-0749. That was 947-0749.
When you've got to go, you've got to go. We've got you covered with the News Talk 98.7 WOKI mobile app, making you and your phone smarter every day.
Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Just joining us, the Landis team is in the house. Ivanka and Adrian are here live with me, and we've been giving away some great tips, you know. And these are things that you might not think about, and you might not hear from another realtor. But these guys spend once a week for 30 minutes brainstorming ideas that will make the experience better for the buyer, better for the seller, and better for everybody involved in the transaction. If you want to talk to them, you can reach Ivanka or Adrian at 660-1186, 660-1186, or go to IvankaSellsRealEstate.com. That's Y-V-O-N-N-C-A, SellsRealEstate.com. All right. When I think about things to consider, I've gotten the privilege of getting to know you guys on a personal level, and that's huge to me. I would want somebody in my home that I knew personally, but even if I didn't know you, when I was interviewing you for, you know, possibly selling my home, I would know that you guys are serious.
Thank you very
that
much.
That you're really into what, you're passionate about what you do.
We love it.
Yeah,
most definitely.
It's not about money. We love it. I love what I do.
Well, and that's very
obvious.
We have fun. Yeah.
We have fun with our clients and being able to allow them to trust us with their investment and know that we're going to take care of them at all costs to make sure they're good.
I love this. Some of the pictures of you guys when you get to a closing. That is hilarious. Oh my gosh. That's so
a happy moment.
I know. It's awesome. Okay. All right. Let's talk about some things that we might want to consider when we're selling.
Showings. You've got to be more flexible towards fall and winter.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you have a showing and you may want your house to be perfect, and we want it to be perfect too.
Of course.
But if there's a few things out and someone calls and say they have a client that's only going to be there for that day, you know what? I can always tell my showing desk to say, okay, since it was a, you know, the notice wasn't long, can you please tell your client that there was a few things not put in place, but we're trying to accommodate you. So that buyer is going to come out the gate, going into your house, knowing, okay, they accommodated us.
Right.
Okay, so they're not going to look at those few things that's out of place.
Okay.
You know, that type thing.
Do you really see a home every time you see it and everything is in place? Do you really see that?
Some of them.
Yeah.
A lot of ours.
There's a lot of houses that you walk in, and I mean, like, there's not one little speck out of place.
Really?
Go to a Landis team house. I have a checklist.
You have a checklist?
Yes. I'm like, okay, can you do these things for showings? And most of my sellers, they do it.
Really?
Because they know it's all about selling their house.
Yeah. Do you want to sell this or not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I lost my train of thought.
And I've had sellers that, like, say, if they had just really, truly did not know about the showing to 30 minutes, and their job is so far, and a lot of things, say they had family come in and everything's disarray, we'll go out and fix it for them because I want to sell that house.
Yeah. See, so if you wouldn't normally do a Sunday showing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or an early showing because
yes.
you would prefer.
Yes.
But like you say, you know, fall is changing. It's getting darker sooner. Yes. I really want to look at a home where there's light so that I can see outside and inside.
Mm-hmm. That's big.
And, you know, maybe come back again when it's dark, but definitely I want to see it at some point during the daytime.
Yeah, because a lot of people work all during the day, so they may have their first showing at nighttime, but then they may want to do the second showing real early that next morning to get their contract in.
Okay.
Or on the weekends.
You got to be flexible with that.
Yeah. And I know a lot of times when there's so much going on and you're, you know, families and things like that, it can be tough. But weekends are huge in real estate for buyers to show houses because everybody works during the week.
Right.
So that's like their prime time. So when showings are coming on the weekends, you have to be on it.
Mm.
And I'm going to tell you something else is getting really big. Buyers taking their lunch at their job and going to look at a house.
They do. They do.
That's
sure,
big.
Sure, that's perfect. Well, you know, right as now. A buyer, if I know this is a seller's market, that means those homes are turning. I've got to be ready to go. If you call me and say, I just listed a house
and it's da-da-da-da-da, and it's just what you need, I'm going to say, can I see it on my lunch hour?
I've got an hour. Can we go? Can we go now?
Let me talk to my boss. My lunch hour is an hour. Let me talk to my boss. Let me see if I can get 30 minutes. Can you meet me at this house?
Wow.
They do it all the time.
It can make or break a deal.
Well, and with having two of you or more on a team, you guys can be more flexible.
Yes.
It's not just all about Ivanka has to be everywhere or Adrian has to be everywhere. And you guys, I know, have a system for that. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I don't ever hear you say no.
No. I mean, we try not to.
I mean,
we try not to.
You've taken me to the airport. It's just impressive. I mean, all hours.
You got to be a giver.
Crazy. Yeah. Well, you are a giver.
Thank you.
And I am too. And
you are.
It's hard to receive sometimes. Like, I feel like I'm inconveniencing. But you guys are so. Adrian's looking at her mama like.
Everybody in my family says, Ivanka, it's great that you're a giver. But you are hard
she is.
Receiver.
When I try to do stuff for her, she's like, no, you don't have to. And I said, yeah, but you're going to do it anyway.
Yes.
But
yes.
See, that's teaching you to be strong, too, because then you can assert yourself when you need to. And that's important, because when I met you, you were not doing that as much. You were really very quiet. Okay, let's get back to the
program.
Most
definitely.
All right, so let's talk about a price drop. When to do a price drop.
As soon as possible.
Yes.
As soon as possible.
Don't wait till you're, you know, mid-fall, mid-winter, whatever, and then want to do a price drop, because most likely those buyers that would have potentially been looking at your house, they've already bought something else.
Ah, okay. All right. So sooner than later. Do you talk about that when you list it? You know, it's possible that this might have to come down a little. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We have a...
I don't know.
We have a term of saying, after so many weeks... This is at the listing appointment.
Right.
After so many weeks, it's going to tell the Landis team if we're in the market or out of the market. Mm-hmm. If we don't have showings consistently,
right,
which strong buyers is ready to write an offer, price, the market has told us we are priced out of the market. Let's move it. Let's drop that price.
So you really help your client be reasonable.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And because I tell them that up front so they know that when I do call to say, I want to suggest a price drop, that they already know. Remember, coming out the gate, I told you that the market will show us if we're...
But see, your team has to be on this to be able to say that, because you have to see a pattern. Mm-hmm. And if you're not engaged in what you're doing as a team or as a business owner, you're not going to see a pattern.
You got to watch that market. Plus, I have David. David's huge.
Yeah.
And most sellers, if they're trying to get their house sold, they're going to come in aggressive. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to make sure that it's where it needs to be at that time.
Okay. Because they need to go.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They need to go.
For whatever reason.
One thing that people need to understand is, people say with price drops, well, if people just make an offer, then I'll negotiate. You've got to be at the right price to get a showing. And a showing brings you an offer. It's not get an offer and then negotiate.
See, that's old thinking.
Yes.
That's how we used to do it.
Yes.
Oh, I'll just be ready to negotiate. It's kind of like, I'll put an allowance in for carpet.
Yes, exactly. It doesn't work.
Replace the carpet.
They're going to go buy somebody else's house.
Exactly.
It's priced in the market.
It's that visualizing.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Well, I'm glad you guys have a vision.
Thank you.
Not only for your sellers, but for your buyers and for your future.
Yes.
Because that's what drives you, is all of those things. I've seen Adrian grow in such huge ways.
Thank you so much. It's been a real blessing to see that.
I want to thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
It's always fun and always great.
Had a great time.
If you want to pick up this podcast, because there are some great tips given out, some really great tips, you can go to newstalk987.com. Click on the weekend shows, and after the show, we'll have that uploaded into our podcast by topic so that you can go ahead and pick those up or share them with one of your friends. Hope you'll join us again next week. The Landis team has been just great being here. YvankaSellsRealEstate.com or 660-1186. I sure am hoping for eating some gator today.
Oh, yes. Game day.
Go Vols. We will see you next week with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Tune in next Saturday morning for Around the House, brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hey, this is Dr. Jake Parrish from Victory Chiropractic and Wellness. There's a lot of people out there that have a health problem. You struggle with a health issue, and it gets to the point where you can no longer just deal with it, and you have to medicate it. And a lot of times those medications, they just cover up your symptoms and don't get to the root cause of the problems. Whether you're struggling with heart disease or fibromyalgia, maybe it's headaches or a digestive crisis, it could be cancer or even diabetes, we want to help you. And we want you to know also there's hope. There's so many people out there that you've been to the doctor, you have this diagnosis, and now you're hopeless. Well, I want you to know at Victory Chiropractic and Wellness, there's a lot of hope, and we can help you. But I can't help you unless you're in the clinic. So call the office now. It's 865-357-2600, and let us start walking you through a healthy, abundant life.
If you want to begin living a healthy, abundant life, call Victory Chiropractic and Wellness now for a free consultation and start on your path to a healthy, abundant life. Call 865-357-2600. That's 865-357-2600. Thank you, Knoxville. You've helped make Humana the largest provider of Medicare plans in Tennessee. Thanks to you, we are over 100,000 members strong in Tennessee. Are you new to Medicare and looking for more benefits than what original Medicare provides? Visit our local Humana Guidance Center at 4438 Western Avenue, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Or call to speak with a licensed Humana sales agent today at 1-800-960-1671 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. That's 1-800-960-1671. Humana offers coverage for nearly 8.5 million Medicare Advantage and standalone prescription drug plan members. Learn how we can help you by visiting or calling us today. We look forward to serving you in 2018. Attention, if you do not speak English, language assistance services, free of charge, are available to you. Call 1-800-281-6918. Membership numbers based on Humana, Inc., first quarter 2017.